Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
The man who came up with the concept behind and the voice of
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
McGruff, the crime dog, has died.
Oh, if it's murder, this is going to be a great story.
I'm guessing it's old age. The guy had to be 120.
Jack Keel was an ad exec who drafted the idea of a trench coat dog that happens upon the scene of potentially dangerous situations, urging people to
take a bite out of crime.
Thank you. The public service announcement began running in 1980 and is still seen in parts of the country today.
Oh, yeah. I loved them when I was a kid.
I did, too.
You know, thinking about it now, they don't want to stop crime.
They just want to take a bite out of it. Yeah.
Josh, that commercial affected you, didn't it?
Yeah, but I...
You were heading down the wrong road for a while there,
wasn't you? I sure was, yeah. My only problem is I started taking a bite out of everything. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I took a bite out of hell, and a bite out of everything.
We have our new outro, by the way.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Here we go.
This has been
one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Very nice.
Okay.
I just saw McGruff last weekend at an event.
Did you really? Did you hug him?
Wait a minute. There's a touring McGruff guy?
Yeah, like McGruff mascot guy, yes.
There's a guy in a suit.
Is it a furry convention?
Yeah. It's a guy in a suit.
Yeah, McGruff the crime dog thing.
Is that what?
Yes.
You were at an event and there was a guy in a McGruff suit?
Yes.
Josh, it's not a real
What
dog.
Kind of event has McGruff the crime
family?
Dog?
I'm trying to think where I was.
You know, my dog can walk on her two back legs as long as you want.
My dog can too. Yeah.
You have a dog?
Well, my dad does. It's kind of like my dog.
There's Christy with.
It's not me with McGruff, but there is a McGruff suit out there. Yes.
It's really just a man in a trench coat and a dog.
Okay, well, that's exactly right.
Does he have. Wait, let me see. Does he have dog paws or just.
Yeah, he does have paws.
Yeah, he's got a head.
Paws in the head.
Head, paws, and a feet.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have paws in the bottom?
Does he have feet? I don't think. I think he wears a nice loafer.
This particular McGruff is wearing a nice shoe, a nice loafer, exactly, Chick. A nice, looks like a lace up, maybe.
That's right. Mm.
Like a track shoe.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. So your life right now is so cool that your Labor Day weekend, the highlight was seeing a dude in a McGruff suit, and you walked up and said, "Hey, are you single?"
I did not say that.
She just walked up carrying a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, no.
I've got some tricks.
She's so reasonable.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.